You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Speaking of, nice to have you back after almost a week of being a bachelor. My wife flies back in tonight.
All right.
No more of me having the house to myself with Niles the weirdo, the cat.
No more
we're
eating
start
Lunchables.
Sharing our space again.
No more Lunchables and Capri Suns for you. Get some good home cooking now.
That's good. You know, and then good she's for here you. For 2 weeks and then leaves for another week. So,
dang.
I'm getting a lot of solo time.
Yeah.
Harkens back to my bachelor days.
Yeah.
And this is not a slam in any way, but the house, I've gotten used to the house being really clean. Because when it's just one person,
yeah,
it's pretty easy.
Yeah, stuff stays in its spot.
And you know, there's no teenager in the house right now, so that helps a lot. You know, you've got two kids, so.
Oh, it's a disaster all the time.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Zoe's been with her, and we'll be with her on the next trip, too, so.
Man.
Yeah, once you start getting, you go from three people to one and no teenager,
mm-hmm.
The house just is so much, yeah.
She's pretty sloppy, huh? Is her room a mess? Is it the stereotypical, like you can't even open the door? And
you can open the door, but it is often, her room is often quite a mess.
Yeah.
I'll walk by occasionally and say, listen, do something about that, will you?
Have some respect for yourself.
I've told you the very funny thing, and I don't know if it's all teenagers, because it's been a while since my son was a teenager, but what's funny with her is that she will do anything you ask in terms of chores, cleaning up, you just... Mm-hmm. You have to point to it. You have to point and say, do that. And then she goes and does it. But left to her own devices,
mm-hmm.
It's like her eyeballs can't see things.
She's got other things on her mind, man.
Right. She will walk past like trash sitting on the floor. She'll just walk right past it. But if you stop her and say, turn, stop. Now look down. Do you see that?
Get it.
Yeah. Pick that up and put it. Okay. It's just so funny. I mean, I don't know how she's going to get by in the world.
I don't know.
Nobody's going to be there to point at everything for her. It's probably just typical teenager. So.
You're probably right. She's on TikTok, right?
She's TikToking.
She's
all day
TikToking.
Long, man.
That's funny.
What's going on with you?
Well, I came across this story this morning because, gosh, we love our dogs, don't we? So this story was kind of funny to me. It says more than 1 in 10 Americans have moved in the past year. And of course, you're thinking, okay, you're moving because, you know, you're working remotely. So now you can live where you want. Or maybe you mm-hmm. just want a bigger house. You want to be in a better school district. Yeah. Well, this story is saying a lot of pet parents are making the move for their dog's sake. They're wanting to move into bigger and better communities that are more pet friendly. That's what's mm-hmm. working into their moving decisions. There's a new website called Rover. It's basically like a pet resource website. And Zillow, they teamed up. They said 24% of dog owners in the U.S. have moved to a new home since March of last year. And a whopping 62% of us are considering moving to a new home to better accommodate the dog. Now, if you're looking to sell your house, they see the keywords that you should be throwing in there right now is mentioning that you have a fully fenced yard.
Mm-hmm.
Listing the proximity to dog parks and letting know potential buyers if you have a doggy door or not in your house. And your house is supposedly going to get scooped up a whole lot quicker because of those. Now, the stats on where people are moving. Guess where number one landed? Right here in D-Town, Denver, Colorado. They say it is emerging as the top dog-friendly city. So,
which we have known for years.
Right?
For years we've talked about. I mean, why do you think I have said for 20 years on the show, I'm the only person in Colorado without a dog?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't just pull that out of my butt. It just took the East Coast people a while to realize that Denver's number one when it comes to
this
dogs.
This is it. And what they did is they analyzed all the sales listings, mentioning all that stuff. They calculated all the new Rover accounts being created, and all of them were basically here in Denver.
Wow.
So people are coming here with their pooches. And man, I am. Like, when is it going to be a thing where they're just allowed into any store, any restaurant? Because
it's not going to be long.
It's not going to be long. A majority of the places I go to now, there's people in there walking around with dogs.
Yeah.
And they just don't care. And nobody's going to say anything because you're a jerk, right? You're like, you can't have your dog in Kohl's, ma'am. And you look like a punk. But yeah, they're all over Home Depot and Starbucks. You know,
it's funny
everywhere.
You mentioned that people, you know, the whole thing about looking for a home that's dog friendly. There was a mind bender a couple of years ago about people buying cars and the percentage of people that the number one consideration when they buy a car is whether their dog would like it.
Oh.
Their number one consideration.
That's
was
crazy.
Whether it works with my dog.
If they like the back window down, how far down does it go?
Yeah.
How big's the back end? That's funny. Yeah, so we're making huge, huge financial decisions based on your, you know, your yellow lab at home, your pug. You're spending thousands of dollars on a house because your pug.
Right. The dog who really deep down inside doesn't really care because they'll sleep up on your bed or your couch wherever you move it.
So. They'll be dragging that butt across that brand new carpet in that new place.
Right.
They don't care. They don't
hey,
care where you're at.
Funny, man.